Blog Talk Radio.
Victorious. Once again, it's yours truly, Hollywood God, and this is Hollywood Hell. And it's going to be a quick show. It's only 30 minutes long. I didn't even get a chance to promote it on YouTube. So if you're tuning in anyway and you happen to be listening, if you want to call in, the guest call-in number, of course, is 323-792-2914, 323-792-2914. Yeah, so as you're reading the title, this ain't no bullshit. Ridley Scott wanted to kill Ripley in the original Alien ending. And this is, a known fact. If you're a so-called Alien fan, this is a known fucking fact that originally Ellen Ripley, a.k.a. Sigourney Weaver, and I said that way sarcastically, I know how I said it, was supposed to die in the original Alien. Nobody was supposed to survive. Many years later, of course, he got his chance to do the bleak ending he wanted to. In Alien Covenant, everybody dies in Alien Covenant, okay? You find out Noomi got killed, and at the end of the movie, the other chick gets killed too. Well, you're assuming that she is because David captures her. So she's going to be a fucking, obviously, she's going to be a guinea pig for David and his xenomorph experiments. But it just goes to show you what I was saying earlier on my YouTube channel, that the movies got away from what the movies were supposed to be about the damn alien, and it became more about Ripley. And I understand what James Cameron was trying to do. And let me tell you something. Think about it this way. Imagine how much better James Cameron's Aliens would have been if at the very beginning, just when you thought that Ripley was fine, imagine if that dream sequence at the very beginning was actually part of the movie. It wasn't a dream sequence. And that bitch, Ellen Ripley, actually got the alien bust out of a chest, and she dies. Then, either And the rest of the movie still happens the way, you know, it ended up happening. You know, they have to go back to the planet because, you know, everybody disappeared or whatever. They lost communication. But instead of Ripley, because she's dead, it would have either been Linda Hamilton from Terminator fame, or even this would have been fine, the Hispanic chick in the movie. In case you didn't know, she really isn't Hispanic. I forgot the name of the character. But there's a Hispanic woman in the movie that's a tough character. You know, tougher than fucking Ellen Ripley was anyway. You know? So she would have been okay. The actress is not even Hispanic. She's, I think, if I'm correct, she's a Caucasian woman. And she played that character along, and she also played in Terminator 2. She played the mom, the adoptive mother of what's his face? Oh my God, I forgot the name. John Connor. That's the same chick that plays the Hispanic Marine in Aliens. But anyway, that would have been preferable, because what ended up happening is, after James Cameron's Alien, the movies are nothing but The Adventures of Ripley, a.k.a. Sigourney Weaver. And I'm not interested in Sigourney Weaver. And that's why those films are so bad. That's why those movies suffered. Because they lost the essence of what makes an alien movie and a great Aliens, damn it! I don't care about Ellen Ripley. She's such a one-dimensional character. She's so boring. If you look at the thumbnails of this episode, you're going to see various pictures of Sigourney Weaver. Even Sigourney Weaver. And again, in case you're listening and you think I'm mispronouncing, I'm saying that on purpose, okay? In this politically correct world that we're living now, I can't even say something humorous without somebody getting fucking offended. In the long run, people, I'm talking about a goddamn movie. I'm talking about fucking films. I, for one, am tired of the sons of bitches in Hollywood. A lot of them are socialist pigs who are taking our beloved franchises, okay, and using them, twisting them, perverting them to spread their own socialist agendas into the minds of our youth. I'm sick of it. I digress. Let me get back my whole... Once again, originally, the beloved character, all you idiots out there love to talk about. Oh, all of you idolize goddamn Sigourney Weaver. You idolize Ellen Ripley. Oh, Ripley. Oh, bring back Ripley. Guess what? She was supposed to die in the original movie, you idiots. And I tell you the truth. Ridley Scott, you made a mistake. You should have went with that ending. You should have had the alien rip her head off. It would have been better. In the long run, it would have been better because we wouldn't have to suffer through all of those other films. I know. Hey, look. Even if she died in the original movie, James Cameron might have still got involved in the movie, and he just would have done the same damn movie that we got, but without damn fucking Ripley. That's all. It would have been a different chick. Ideally, it would have been Linda Hamilton. Imagine all you bastards out there that think Ellen Ripley is so important. If you replace Ellen Ripley in Aliens with Linda Hamilton, y'all heads would explode. Y'all would have liked that even more, wouldn't ya? But it never happened. Ah, you bunch of hypocrites. bunch of hypocrites. I'm so sick of the fan base of these films today, man. I don't know where the fuck they come from. I don't know where their heads are at. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. It used to be, I used to be a proud fan of these things. It used to be, you used to have some pride. If you were a fan of the Alien films, or a fan of Terminator films, or a fan of Star Wars, a fan of this, a fan of that, it used to be proud. And you felt like you were part of a secret little club. You know, because for those of you who are listening who don't know this, who are young motherfuckers, there was a time that going around telling people that you're a fan of Alien or a fan of Star Wars or you like that movie, you like this movie, you like G.I. Joe, you like Transformers, there was a time that if you said this shit, more than likely you would be looked upon as a nerd. And you will be laughed at. Believe it or not. Not like now. It's not like now. Everybody gets to, everybody says all of a sudden out of the woodwork, out of the closet, everybody steps out and they say, oh, I'm a proud fan of the Alien franchise. I'm a proud fan. I'm a fan. I'm a real fan. And you see all these idiots and dimwits all over the place with the T-shirts, with all the proper, all the paraphernalia in the background in their YouTube videos and shit. And a lot of them don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. You got dim-witted blonde bimbos. That bitch by the name, I even forgot her name. Jesus Christ, I can't. Grace Randolph. Comparing the likes of Zack Snyder to the master himself. It bugs me. It actually disturbs me to say this. But Grace Randolph compared Zack Snyder to Kubrick. That's right. Believe it or not. This is the type of morons and idiots like Grace Randolph who are given a platform on YouTube to misinform the public about our cherished franchises that we grew up with. Let me tell you something. I don't care what this bitch says on YouTube now. She didn't buy the damn posters. She didn't buy the goddamn toys. She didn't buy the various versions on VHS, DVD, and now Blu-ray. This bitch has made a living on YouTube pretending to be a fan of these things, and the only reason she gets hit on the goddamn channel is because people want to look at her boobs. 13, 14, 15-year-old teenagers want to look at her tits. That's the fucking truth about Grace Randolph. And then on the other hand, on the male side, and it really does bother me to even try to call this guy a male. He's basically the poster child of the type of male they want you to be. John fucking drama queen Campia. These two pariahs that I'm talking about right now. You see, I'm mentioning these people because these two in particular are really the bottom of the barrel when it comes to fandom. And there are so many people like them on YouTube that it's nauseous. It makes me sick to my goddamn stomach. Being a fan of our cherished franchises, I said this before and I'll say it again, does not mean that we accept everything under the fucking sun. A real fan will stand up and be proud And if he sees that the so-called fan community, for example, of Alien, are attacking Ridley Scott, are attacking his two installments of Prometheus and Alien Covenant, and a real fan will stand up against those animals and say, no, fuck you. Ridley Scott is taking Alien back to what it was originally. Damn aliens. There are so many false, fake, so-called fans. It's unbelievable. Unfucking believable. How these idiots can actually support the likes of Zack Snyder when Zack Snyder has done nothing but completely destroy the legacy of Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman with those horrific films of his. And this dimwit bitch, blonde bimbo by the name of Grace Randolph, is comparing Zack Snyder to Stanley Kubrick? Are you on crack? And I wouldn't be surprised if she is. Have you seen Grace Randolph lately? She looks all disheveled. Her makeup looks like it's been put on by fucking Marilyn Manson. Why is John Campia living off the fan community on YouTube on Patreon? John Campia should be back in Canada behind the cashier at the local McDonald's taking people's orders. He should not be on YouTube, and more importantly, nobody should be listening to this fucking asshole. You know, there's a reason why they had to pull his ass off of Collider. Yeah, I don't care what Mr. Campia tells you. They had no choice but to get rid of that moron because he was fucking up big time. In case you didn't know, it is because of John fucking Campia in particular that we ended up with the Israeli Wonder Woman known as Gal Gadot. That's right. How? You're wondering to yourself, well, how did that happen, Hollywood God? How did Campia have something to do with that? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Let me find the actress's name. And this is a historical fact, okay? There was a list of up-and-coming young actresses who are up for the role of Wonder Woman. One of them is the actress who ultimately ended up Thor, in the Thor movies, by the name of Jamie Alexander. And she was up on the list very high. And apparently this poor young actress, and I hope that she continues to make, I hope she continues to play a part in the Thor movies. I hope that they give her the opportunity so that her character can grow in that franchise, because it's so unfair what happened to this young actress. She, the son of a bitch, known as John Campia, she trusted him. And this bastard, this asshole, to make a name of himself, to make a name for himself in the world of paparazzi and gossip, he went about telling people publicly that she was close to getting the role of Wonder Woman. Well, you know that the powers that be in Hollywood, they don't like that sort of thing. They don't like people choosing for them who's going to play who. And because of the ignorance and because of the pig-headedness of John Campia, Jamie Alexander, who in my opinion would have been the perfect, well, I have my own personal choices for Wonder Woman, one in particular that wasn't considered. But I tell you one thing, Jamie Alexander would have been a way better Wonder Woman than that awful Israeli one we have now called Gal Gadot. And yes, I don't give a fuck what you think of me. You can say I'm anti-Semitic. I am not anti-Semitic. But Wonder Woman is an Americana icon. American icon. The man who invented Wonder Woman is rolling in his grave when it was announced how Gal Gadot, of all people, was portraying the character. But you see, the fake, phony assholes who claim to be fans of these things, they don't say what I am saying because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want, oh, they just give them what they want. Just give it to them, give it to them, give it to them, give it to them. They don't care. They don't appreciate. Do you think the so-called fan community of today appreciate the films that we got today, the movies that are being made, the Alien films, the Wonder Woman films, the fucking Avengers? Do you think these assholes, these animals appreciate? No! It's so easily given to them, they don't appreciate it. And when Hollywood gets one of their franchises wrong, one of their beloved comic book characters wrong, what do? They turn around and give everybody the reboot. And then everybody forgives them. Oh, sickening. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sickening what's going on in Hollywood. I remember the times when I was a youth, when I got a Superman movie, I appreciated it. When I got my Batman movie, I appreciated it. Now we're in a time where they're thinking of having two movies about the Joker with two different actors portraying the Joker. One in one franchise, another Joker as a spinoff in another movie. We got characters appearing in the Justice League movie who have their own goddamn television series. It's like, what the fuck is going on? It's everywhere. It's being polluted. And in particular, Warner Brothers are whoring out these characters on such a large scale. Oh, Warner Brothers is going to give you the Watchmen movie, but that didn't work out. You didn't like it. That's okay. We are going to give you Watchmen, the television series. I bet Alan Moore wanted to slit his wrists when he heard that shit. These are the times that we're living in, people. These are the parasites who have taken over our beloved franchises and have perverted and polluted them. So we don't even fucking recognize. We don't even fucking recognize these characters anymore. Characters like Optimus Prime in the Transformers series, who was supposed to be an honorable character, are killing left and right, bad or good in the movie. And one of the, he was killing human beings in one of these damn movies, the recent ones. Even the man voicing the character of Optimus Prime had to say, wait a minute, this ain't the same guy I was portraying in the cartoons. But he did it anyway. He got his paycheck. Didn't he? Peter Cullen, you should be ashamed of yourself, sir. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're not portraying Optimus Prime. I don't know who the fuck it is you're portraying when you're in these movies, sir. But that's not the Optimus Prime I grew up with. That's not the Optimus Prime that I cherish. And we thought, and it was bad enough when this only pertained into the world of entertainment. Now this nonsense has actually seeped to our once respected political system. We have a celebrity in the White House, or a so-called celebrity, who used to be on TV. It's disgusting what's going on in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We have become a joke. The United States of America has become a joke to the rest of the world. And it all started like the great man McCarthy was trying to warn us. Joseph McCarthy was warning us back then that all of this garbage, all of this shit, all of this socialist shit had infiltrated the entertainment world known as Hollywood industry. People laughed at him. People mocked him. And by the end of it all, poor Joseph McCarthy, poor Joseph McCarthy became a laughingstock. But guess what? Somewhere, Joseph McCarthy is laughing now. And we are feeling, right now, we are seeing the results of the socialist infiltration of Hollywood and the entertainment industry. We are getting crappy films. We're getting shit films that are doing nothing but forward the propagate the socialist agenda. Today, the trailer for Avengers, the recent trailer for Avengers premiered, and all you see are morons and idiots giggling and laughing and having joygasms over it. All of you listening deserve to be enslaved. Fuck you. Good night.